At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
No surprise, Nick Kurtz was the rookie of the year on the AL side, maybe a little more up in the air on the NL side, but it was Drake Baldwin, if you're wondering, catcher for the Atlanta Braves. Okay, fine. But more interestingly enough is where did Noah Cameron finish for those of us here in Kansas City. He finishes fourth, had an unbelievable rookie season, completely out of nowhere, if we're all being real. Great story. We also know the local connection to St. Joe as well. He actually got three second place votes, as a matter of fact. Ended up with, seven third-place votes. Finishes behind Roman Anthony of the Red Sox, Jacob Wilson, and then, as I said, Nick Kurtz. He finished just in front of Colson Montgomery from the White Sox. So he was the best American League rookie pitcher the entire season. That's a hell of an accomplishment for Noah Cameron. And so he's had a great year for this team, exceeded everybody's expectations. Remember the conversation we were having on this show, and I think every other show in the city for that matter probably, at the time, which was like, hey, what do they do when so-and-so gets healthy? Well, they're going to have to send Noah Cameron back down. Or, no, you can't send him back down. Remember, that was a real question. Yeah. The guy went on, though, Logan, to have the best rookie season as any pitcher in baseball last year on the American League side, that is. Although I could argue on the National League side, absolutely, as well. Everybody talked about Jacob Mizorowski with the Brewers. Noah Cameron had better numbers than Mizorowski, even though he was the hotter name for a while. He was flashier and all that. What I think, though, yesterday's award tells us and adds to what the numbers told us from last year is that if we're looking at the offseason for the Royals, and we all agreed the biggest issue last year was offense, and the biggest issue in particular was outfield lack of offense. Your starting opening day left fielder in AAA, your right fielder not in baseball at all in Hunter Renfro. Hunter Dozier, both of them, right?
Yeah.
Going back a couple years. Hunter Renfro. And so those two players clearly should not have been on your opening day roster. People wanted them to make offseason moves. Well, you go into this offseason, how do you improve the outfield? So you hope that Cags is going to figure it out in his first full year as a big leaguer, assuming he makes the club out of the opening day roster out of spring training, and I think he will. But if you're going to improve the outfield, I don't think it's through free agency. Like, as much as I would love to sit here and say, oh yeah, go spend $100 million on, I don't know, whether it's Kyle Schwarber or
Cody Bellinger,
Kyle Tucker, who's going to just get out of Chicago, it looks like,
yeah,
and is going to probably be the biggest, offseason signing period in all baseball. It looks like. Okay. Yeah. That would be the easy solution, but let's be realistic. I don't think they're in that territory. All right. Well, then there's only other one way to improve it. That's to trade for an outfielder. Okay. How do I do that? I have a luxury of catching prospect wise, Blake Mitchell. I have enormous depth with starting pitching. And as I go through starting pitching, I think Noah Cameron clearly has the most value. Now, that means he has the most value to you as well, and you love team control. But Noah Cameron has more control than anybody else you could possibly trade at the big league level from a pitching perspective. He's coming off an unbelievable rookie season. If you want to improve the outfield, Noah Cameron needs to be traded.
The first thing I've got is that I would absolutely love to disagree with you, but I can't, right? I love the idea of keeping Noah Cameron on this Royals roster because of how good he was last year, because of how much team control is still he's got less than a year of MLB service time. So this Royals team would still have two more years before he even reaches the 3 years of arbitration. All those things are great, but all those things, you could say, help his trade value at the same time. And when you look at the rest of this roster, right? Yeah, Cole Reagans is great, and he looked great when he came back from the injury, but there is a lengthy injury history with Cole Reagans already there. As much team control as a team would have trading for him, you're concerned about the injury history. Same thing resides with Chris Bubich, on top of the fact that he only has one more year of team control with arbitration. And the age of guys like Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha are going to be great deterrents. And when you look at guys like Kolek or Burgert, yeah, you have team control, but they haven't had the same semblance of success as somebody like a Noah Cameron. As much as I would love for him to stay in Kansas City, if you're going to trade a pitcher and get what you want, which is an MLB ready bat, not even an MLB ready bat, but an MLB proven bat in the outfield, I feel like it has to be Noah Cameron.
Yeah, Chris Bubich, look, it's unfortunate the injury, because, you know, we all know he was pitching very, very well before that, and there was trade rumors and everything like that. And now it feels like, I don't know if they will end up extending him. Like, he might be somebody that we're talking a year from now or whatever, just not on the club. Because someone texted in and said, you can keep Cameron, trade Bubich. I understand why you would want to do that. You're not getting enough back anymore for Chris Bubich, unfortunately, to where you're fixing the outfield problem. This, like, in a perfect world, I keep all of them and I just go spend. It's not my money. Exactly. Not my money. Go spend $150 million and go fix the outfield. I don't think that's realistic, though. And I agree with your point on Cole Reagans. I don't think they're trading Cole Reagans. Chris Bubich, to me, doesn't have any trade value right now. At least Cole Reagans, I saw pitch a couple outings and look really good at the end of the year. So
Off the injury.
So I feel much better about him heading into 2026, my opening day starter, most likely, and all that. Seth Lugo, I just don't think with the contract and everything, the time to trade him, and I have no issue with them not doing it at the time, and I still am fine with it now, but I know a lot of people wanted them to trade Lugo at the trade deadline. That would have been the time to trade him. Not now. Ryan Burkert, yes, has a lot of control. I don't think you're getting as much for him. I would just hold on to him. The only guy that has value in terms of getting what I think they need is Noah Cameron. There is no other name in the rotation. So, yeah, I would rather trade Burkert and Chris Bubich than trade Noah Cameron. I don't believe that gets you what you need. That's all I'm saying. Now, if you want a package, somebody with Blake Mitchell, we can maybe have a conversation. I think you guys would be stunned the lack of value would get for Chris Bubich at this point in time. He is not pitched in a very long time now because of the injury, and you don't know for sure unless they do this, which would be, I think, really tricky. All right, you go to spring training. We're out in Arizona. Chris Bubich has two outings or whatever for Cactus League. Looks great. All right, then you trade him, but who's going to trade with you at that point? So it's really tricky. I know, not necessarily the most popular opinion, given the local ties that Noah Cameron has, given the fact that he was awesome last year, great story, did nothing wrong or anything like that. He just presents you the most value to go fix what was the clear issue with this baseball team last year. Now they go out and they revamp the hitting program. Right, I know Alex Dumald is back. You know my thoughts there, but they bring in two new hitting coaches. All right, maybe that fixes things a little bit, but are we going to be sitting here with the same outfield problems in May and in June, or April, May, and June, and say, wow, sure would have been nice if they did blank? So a lot of this is that Noah Cameron has the most value, and I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you that. There's also still part of me that wonders, was that the best that we'll ever see Noah Cameron look? And let some other team have to answer that.
That's a valid question to ask. You know, I mean, can you expect him to continue to throw a sub-3 ERA for the remainder of his career? I don't know if you can hang your hat on that. And when you have an embarrassment of riches at a certain spot and you have glaring holes in other places, sometimes you have to pull the trigger on something, right? Like, I would love to see, and it will never happen, I would love to see the Royals pair a Noah Cameron with a Blake Mitchell and try to go after a left fielder. And I'm not saying an outfielder. I'm saying a left fielder specific player, because we've seen this Royals team over and over and over again take a guy who had a natural position and try to put him somewhere else, and it didn't work. We saw them try to do that with Mikel Garcia when they put him at second base, and when they put him in left field, it just wasn't the same player. We've seen it with Jack Caglione going from first base to right field. I think it more or less killed MJ Melendez's career going from catcher to left field. Find a guy who plays left field and throw him out there. Do I think the Royals could acquire a Tyler Soderstrom from the A's? No. Would I love it? Absolutely. But what about maybe like a Gavin Lux with the Cincinnati Reds, who's coming off of a really good year, a guy who is a left fielder? I don't know, but I feel like for the value that you're trying to get back by trading away one of these pitchers, you are going to have to trade one. You've got arguably seven guys that can be a starting pitcher for your team, if not more. You got to get rid of somebody to try to get value back in the outfield. Why not take some big swings? If you believe in Carter Jensen as the catcher of the future for you, doesn't really leave much of a place for Blake Mitchell outside of a position change, which I also don't love the idea of.
And J.J. Piccolo was on. I wasn't here last week when he spoke, but I think he was on with Cody last week. And they asked him basically just about kind of the depth in certain areas. And it sounds like, as you would expect, they've received calls on their catching depth. We know what he means when he says that. Mm-hmm. They've received calls on their starting pitching depth. So there will be some opportunities. Whether they actually act on them to think it's the best move and all that, we're going to find out over the next couple of months. I think GM meetings are in Vegas, aren't they? Like next week or something like that? I think that's right. And so those will be meetings that set up future moves potentially in December and into January as well. I'm just saying, I think, really, in my opinion, the only way to truly improve in a dramatic way the outfield is to trade somebody like Noah Cameron.
Yeah.
Can they make some other minor moves or go sign another out? Of course. Is it going to be the biggest boost? I think if you don't make a trade for an outfielder, then you really are banking on him. And look, this might just be the reality of where they're at as a payroll and everything. You might just be banking on Jack Caglione figuring it out. And look, that solves a lot of problems if he does.
Right, absolutely.
Solves a ton of problems if he does.
At right field, but not necessarily in left.
For sure. So we'll see. I just thought, you know, Cameron, congratulations to him, by the way. Again, fourth place finish in AL Rookie of the Year is a hell of an accomplishment. I think he probably had a case to finish even a little bit better than that. Probably would have had him finish ahead of Roman Anthony in third. Not that it really matters. But
I think he should have.
When I saw that last night, I wanted to talk more about something that we kind of echoed at the end of the regular season anyway, but Noah Cameron has the most value of any starting pitcher to me on the trade market for the Royals.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability.
Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.